South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340. 100.1 and worldwide of WRHI.com.
We are here. Holiday weekend.
Another one.
It is gorgeous. And glad to be here on this Saturday morning. Carolina Fresh is not open today.
What?
So, yep. Our boss has given us the whole weekend off and Monday, so... We do the same thing for Memorial Day.
Closed on Labor Day, supposed to labor.
Be honest with you, I think we did enough business yesterday to cover today, so I went to bed tired last night. So
good for you.
Yeah. Good weather, so we are closed, and Labor Day's here, traditional end of summer for landscapers and headed into fall, and the temperatures look good.
We used to say the prime time was September 15th of March.
Sorry. Yeah.
But we're glad you're around, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. Well, the temperatures are good, and we are not had any rain for a little while. We had a good bit, but traditionally, I must be using that word more than once already, but September, the last bunch of Septembers have been dry. So here we're going to start out, looks like pretty dry.
I don't know if you saw the forecast for the end of the week that I'll get a good bit of rain.
When is that?
End of the week.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't see that. I don't look more than 2 or 3 days ahead because they change it all the time. So. There's a chance Sunday, but it didn't look like very much. But the air is very dry out there. The humidity's low, so it's...
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Yeah. It's when we're supposed to
get. You can just feel fall in the air. It's kind of nice.
We really gonna have fall for the change.
Yeah, man, it'd be nice. Yeah, it'd be super nice. Football's in the air. We got a second week of high school football.
At Northwestern. Dude.
Northwestern won last night by 7. So it's a different kind of team. I mean, Teresa liked it last year. We went to all the games. We go there, show up, halftime. It was over. Went home. But this last night, we had to stay the whole game. Make sure they're going to work, man. What's up? It's 10 o'clock. What are we doing here? To talk to Paige about this.
Time to get a bid.
this is really funny. So Carolina Fresh sponsors Northwestern football, and we do the Carolina Fresh Green Zone. You know, the red zone is when you get inside the 20. So we do the green zone. But they have to be inside the 20. So two times they scored, they were on the 22. They scored, didn't get in there. And then I think one time the guy forgot to say it. So they had 35 points, and they only had in the green zone three times. So, South Point beat Rock Hill last night. So
I'm getting mixed reports on them. Some say they're great.
South Point's good. They are good. But
they got a new coach, don't they?
No, they have the Rock Hill had a new coach.
Oh,
yeah.
One of them had a new coach.
Yeah. So if you're interested in high school football, all the games are covered on this radio station, on the app, too, and they do a huge wrap-up here. What time does that start, Steve?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock to 11?
No, 10, it's 2 hours.
To midnight? Oh, wow.
It's the end zone. It's a two-hour show.
Yeah. And they actually do a preview on Wednesday night?
That's the Red Zone with Chris Miller and Tyler and Matt Hires. Yeah.
That's on Wednesday.
The award-winning.
Yeah. What time is that?
That is 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights on Interstate 107, night. Also on CN2 at various times.
Ooh.
So you can actually see these guys.
Wow.
They're smiling mugs.
I know what it looked like. I don't
want to check them out. And Matt's out covering an event today. So Steven Stone, the man, is back here spinning the records for us and everything today. So
we got the band today.
Yeah. Got a lot of experience in here today.
Too much.
I don't know about that.
Too much for a Saturday morning.
Well.
And I'm impressed our show comes on after Fox News. Isn't that pretty? It's pretty impressive.
He said they're doing it all along, but I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Well, I need you to know what's going on.
Yeah.
8 years I've missed it.
Well, we didn't do it all That's those funny. Years. It's kind of something new.
Yeah.
Well, you got 7 in.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to believe. Yeah. 7 years. And we're on the downside of this year. We only go to November, and we're knocking on the door of September already. So years kind of pass. Get older, they say time flies. I guess it does, doesn't it?
That is amazing. It's almost over.
Yep. That's good. So if you need to get out in the yard this weekend, it's pretty good weather. I'm sure everybody's got a lot of stuff to clean up. I got a lot of stuff to clean up because I've been on a golf tour with my granddaughter and doing all kind of stuff. And I look around and I got some major edging to do on my yard. I cannot believe how I used to be so particular about
Everybody
that.
Everybody does.
And there's just there are other things more important than edging your sidewalk. But today,
that would be where that golf comes in, right?
Yeah, today is my sidewalk is going to expand, and it's going to be everybody can walk maybe 2x2 instead of single file down through the sidewalk. Incredible grass growing over there. It just shows my talent on growing grass, I guess. So.
I'm just glad you're not a cobbler.
Yeah, yeah. My wife is glad I'm not a cobbler, so I don't do much. I keep a neat yard usually, so, but it's a little out of hand right now. So
she doesn't help.
She's looking away, huh?
She doesn't help.
She does inside the house. She comes out sometimes with me in the garden, and that's one thing we're doing today. We're ripping our garden up, and we're gonna go buy some plants for fall. So it's time to. Get some. We're gonna go. This company does not advertise on this show, but I love them. Farmers Exchange. We're gonna go over there. They're open, and I heard they have some new fall plants in, like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and greens and all kind of stuff. So we're gonna clear our garden out and plant that stuff. Get ready for fall.
They do. They dip with their pits. They grow some of it.
Yeah, they grow some and buy some in. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back to the garden pit.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds. Tech Heating and Air.
327-7100. And we're back to the garden bench.
And that'll wake you up.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not asleep. I'm just out of energy.
Yeah, Steve has been doing a lot of therapy during the week, yes. And we may have to switch it because he's been doing some Fridays, and they've wore this guy out. Like he's going through a marathon on Friday here. So
he made me leave early yesterday.
Oh, man.
You've done everything on the list. It's real easy. Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
So. Almost didn't make it to the truck.
I hear you. I bet, man. You're worn out. So I wanted to remind everybody, Carolina Fresh is closed today. It is Labor Day and Monday, yeah. So we're not open. So I'm sorry about that, but it's a good time for our employees to rest some and get ready for fall coming up. And it is, we have all our seed there. And the really good news about seed this year, seed prices dropped.
Really?
Yeah. Seed prices all have to do with the supply and demand, which a lot of things do, but Oregon, where they grow 99% of fescue seed. My wife's holding her Oregon shirt up over here. A lot of times if they have a huge supply, the price is down, and it'll last for a few years. Then the farmers are like, well, I'm done planting this. I'm going to plant corn or something else. And then the seed will go right back up. So it's a lot of it. A lot of them put it in their silos. They say, well, I ain't selling it for this price, so I'll just keep it. So
the kids send her back to Oregon.
Well, yeah. I think she is going to Oregon in the spring, but Tony's back there. Tony's doing good in
back
Eugene.
In Oregon.
Yeah, that's where he took off when he left in April. He went to Oregon, back where he was born in Eugene, so a lot of people miss him, and
that's where he's at. LA.
He went on his own, and we didn't kick him out of the house after 3 years, but a lot of people would think that maybe, but...
There have been stories.
Let's just say our house is a lot quieter and calmer than it was.
Some of us did think that.
Tracy's here with me today. You care to comment about your little brother?
Better to remain silent.
And my wife's got her white pants on because what does this mean, Southern women?
Not after Labor Day.
That's right. Not after Labor Day. So. That's right. I do not adhere to that. I wear my white pants when I want to, but
I don't think I have any.
It doesn't apply to that.
You don't?
I don't. Man. I have to look.
Nobody cares about
it. I got some white jeans. I like them. Yeah, so she's got them on. We're going to hit the farmer's market and, like I said, go by Farmer's Exchange, look for some plants to put in our fall garden.
How do you keep me clean?
Well, Clorox. You have to ask her that. I don't know anything about keeping pants clean. I can change the laundry over from the washer to the dryer and then the dryer to the basket.
That's only because they're next to each other, right?
Yeah, they're right beside each other.
That's how it works
really
in my house, yeah.
And my washer's traditionally on the left.
Yeah. That's right.
Does anybody out there have the washer on the right? I mean, I don't know. That just doesn't seem right. Some of them are on top of each other now, but the washer's usually on top.
Yeah, the stackables.
We've never talked about this on the Gardener's Bench.
No, this
before.
Is big. This is going to get you
news.
That award.
Call in now if your washer's on the right of the dryer.
Nope, mine's on the left.
That's so funny. That's like the side of bed you sleep on. But that can be optional.
I thought it had to be on the left.
Yeah, I think the washer is on the left.
It's how the homes are built. With the water source
it is.
And the dryer source.
Really just don't give us a choice.
It's conspiracy.
We should have we should have the right to choose.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that. No.
Talk to Tom Bitt stackable.
I tell you what, I got a good idea for Rock Hill, and I've been coming this way down White Street from Lancaster Way the last two times I came down through. So can somebody please pave White Street? Oh, my God. It is so bad going from this station toward Rock Hill High that way. It's good for a while, and then it's like, oh, my gosh.
You talking about 5 hour?
No, just before you get there on White Street. Yeah. Right. Just
I want them to pave Pennington.
Steven goes that way home. You probably know how to drive so you don't hit the bumps.
Actually, I go further down and then
do you?
Hang the left, yeah.
Yeah.
Down to Black Street.
I'm and she drives on the wrong side of the road.
Mm. Yeah.
I do. I drive on the...
Well, Ebenezer, I know how to drive on Ebenezer, too, and avoid the bumps.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, but that keeps us slow, I guess. They pave it, and it'll be a racetrack, like what's out in front of my store.
A lot of new
like
new
a racetrack.
And Alignments.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
West Oak Drive. That is the racetrack.
What is that?
West Oak Drive.
Oh, down by y'all's house.
The top deck curve of the house.
Steve lives down there. 123 West Oak Drive. Come on down there.
70 miles an hour.
Have a party tonight, aren't you? Watching the Clemson game over there.
And
big parties. A lot of good football today too. Now it's college football has kicked off, and kicked off actually Thursday. And last night, Appalachian State beat Charlotte pretty good up at Bank of America Stadium.
Really?
Yeah. And then today is a big game, Ohio State and Texas at 12 o'clock.
Ooh. I hate them both.
So this is really funny. So a friend of ours is having a party for football today, and I didn't read the group text. He's a big Ohio State fan, so I just assumed that his party started at 12.
Yeah.
So he comes in my store yesterday, and he's getting a flag. I said, hey, we'll be over to your house probably. I got some work to do. We'll be over between 1 and 2. He's like, well, people really are not coming till 5. I was like, well, if you like that team, why wouldn't you have everybody over? And I was thinking, well, maybe he wants to actually watch the game without distractions. So.
Imagine that.
But he said you could come on over, but I was like, nah, it's all right. I'll wait till 4:55 to come over there or something.
Nothing like you being early.
I didn't want to go pretend I cared about Ohio State anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
And we tackled the Clemson player.
What team do you like, Gamecocks or Clemson? Which one is y'all, you and Rhonda? Y'all have a preference?
Neither.
Gamecocks.
She's Gamecocks. Steve's neither. He was neither because he was in business.
He was on both.
Since I'm in business, I will be neutral.
Yeah, I'm still neutral. I'm at Earl with the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
So I'll be neutral with Clemson.
Well, it's always better when they both do good. And we used to sell a lot of clothing and it was always better when everybody winning, you know. So, hey, we did get something. We'll talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Maybe we need to talk about gardening a little bit.
We're back to the gardener's bench. That's right, buddy. And Steven's rocking the tune this morning. So before we were going to break, I was going to tell everybody. So the Clemson Gamecock stuff, we used to carry those statues and all that kind of concrete stuff.
You don't need more?
We just reordered some. So it's beautiful Clemson and Gamecock little statues of the mascot, the state. Little rock, the shape like South Carolina is painted, and it's funny. I see these things like all over Rock Hill in people's yards. It's so funny, but we have
can
new
you
ones.
Get them repainted?
Yeah.
Can somebody that can repaint
well,
them?
I can't, but you can do that.
I thought I'd get my nephew to do it.
Yeah.
He's living in Winston Salem, and it's kind of hard to get him.
I think they sell it's a concrete paint you can buy like at a
oh, really?
Big box store or whatever, but you can repaint them, yeah.
Okay.
It's not a big deal because they do fade, I mean, obviously.
It's
but
kind of fading out.
But the ones we got in now, they're just so bright and beautiful, so I need to bring them things out front and put them up there.
In other words, he said I need to buy another one.
No,
yeah.
I just need to paint
them. Yeah, go find some garnet paint. We also have just South Carolina blue, so it's a cool little state thing.
I
and
got the South Carolina Gamecock one.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
That one too.
Like I said, we should sell a lot of those things. They're about between $70 and $100. I mean, so
nice.
It's a good gift. I mean, we still have some, our store is always known as a place to get somebody a gift, unique gift
yeah.
that, I mean, what do you buy somebody that's
has everything.
Like old as Steve? What do you buy this dude?
Oh, man. He's going to come across that table.
He'll be there soon.
He has more energy now.
That's right. You're going to see where that therapy's
yeah,
paid
but,
off.
Yeah, I mean, it's some good stuff at our store, so just come on in there and. People might want rocks, you never know. A cool boulder.
Yeah.
So I put a boulder in my yard last year, 2 years ago. That thing's awesome.
I'm scared I'll run over.
Right in the way.
Yeah. right when you're walking up to my back. It keeps the crowd dispersed so people don't get up there.
Our cat loves it.
Yeah, my little granddaughters came and they walked out there the first time and they go, oh, Papa, look at this. And they 2 seconds, they were standing on top of it. So kind of cool.
It's not a one playing golf.
And then one of Teresa's friends tried to jump on it. And I was like, don't do that. Mm. Don't do that. And she jumped and fell and scratched her legs. So I told her not to. So my insurance didn't have to cover it since I told her not to.
You're still liable.
Yeah, I am. Hey, Teresa, tell us, you were telling me about that unique little thing with the...
My girlfriend, I'm going to give this to Gina Henson out there. Gina has a beautiful garden, and it is just blooming. And she told us that she cuts up banana peels and puts them in water and lets them settle. Mm-hmm. And you got to do it for, it says a day, but I would do it 3 days. That's just me, the way I like to diffuse stuff. But then you siphon off the peels because you don't put the peels in your garden. But then you pour that water into your garden. And of course, there's the pundits that say, no, that's ridiculous. But the potassium and everything, you got to go see Gina's yard. It looks amazing. But she shared that with us the other night. Yeah, at happy hour.
I've read several articles about the potassium and an eggshell.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did eggshells when I was composting in the yard.
That was a problem at happy hour.
Well, something good came from happy hour.
Something good always comes from happy hour.
I made a lot of decisions during happy
yeah,
hour.
That's right. A lot of business deals got done in happy hour.
We did.
So there are all kind of little things like that over the years. People learn that they do, and if it works, you do it.
I sold more in bars than on the golf course than I ever did in the office.
Exactly. That's why I keep telling my boss, but he won't buy
it.
It's
true. But I'll vouch for you.
Need a letter of intent.
Sell thousands of dollars on the
that's true.
Golf course.
Well, it's all about networking and relationships. And you had Steve.
It's all about hitting a good shot.
Yeah. You had a lot of great relationships with people over the years.
You drive the green and they read the sign.
Impressed. All right. Well, we're going to take, I think it's our last break, and then we'll be right back to wrap up the Gardener's Bench.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back. Back to the gardener's bench, and it does look like a lovely day out there, and I hope everybody has a lovely weekend. If you're traveling or family in town, I hope everybody has a good time.
Every day is a lovely day.
It is. It is true. And you know what's great about these kind of lovely days? It's cool in the morning. I love it when it's cool in the morning and cool at night. We were at the football game last night. It was, 85? Teresa was like, it's kind of hot. And I'm like, well, it's going to cool off. And the sun went down and it felt so good.
85 is hot?
That's a lie. It was very hot. When I came home, I was in a t-shirt. And he goes, no, you're probably going to want to put on a tank top because it's hot. And I could have kept on my super cool t-shirt.
I just wanted to wear a tank top.
It sounded like a self.
Sorry.
I won't call you a pervert, but I can
try to get what I want every now and then. So it was very nice, cool weather last night. So it's if you your yard, don't forget now, even though it's this time of year it's getting cooler, your yard still probably needs some water. Your plants need water. I noticed my plants are getting very dry because the humidity's down. So don't forget. A lot of people don't forget that once it gets cool. Well, it's not 100 degrees. I don't need water. So, I'm not a proponent of overwatering. So just make sure that you do give it enough water. So.
An inch a week.
Yep, an inch a week. So, and, just like when it was 100, evaporation, when it's the humidity's low, air is dry, it evaporates also. So.
People laugh at me, but I remember with irrigation, evaporate 40 to ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a real thing.
You use the standards. Not
and our soil is just not great around here. I mean, I'm sorry for all the people that moved here and thought it was going to be awesome, but it's not. But it can get hard as a rock, so don't not water it for a lot of times.
It's Catawba clay. Yeah. What do you expect?
Unless you want to dribble a basketball on it or something. It's great for that, so. Nah, but it's you keep your watering going. Like I said, gardens are kind of done, so it's time to rip out the summer stuff and get your garden ready, till it up, rake it out, put some nutrients in there, and maybe put some banana peel juice, throw it all over it, or coffee grounds or eggshells. There's a thousand little things people used to do, so.
I'm thinking how we could do that in our garden.
Yeah. My family, when I was younger, we used to go out and get buckets of cow poop and take it in there and just till it up in the garden.
Coffee grounds is good for flowering plants, too. Yeah. It's supposed to make them bloom like hydrangeas and all. It'll help them bloom.
But don't put your pod in there, though. It has to be coffee grounds.
Pod. I mean, coffee
grounds. This is the eggs for the
air. Yeah. All right, old man. Had a good time.
Oh, yeah, it's that time. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.